don't know where life's going, but soon it will be gone. I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry on. Turn on your radio, baby. Baby, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby.
Cane Toad Blues on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm excited to play some music today. I saw the movie Dahomey over the weekend, and the set is like songs inspired by the soundtrack of that movie, I guess. So like, well, right now I'm talking over Keys, the Chemist theme, by Wally Botterew, and coming up next is Flaxen by Dean Blunt, both featured in this awesome documentary. So, enjoy.
Thank you.
On the mic now, just because I like the next song a lot and I want to let it play. But anyway, these last few tracks were Flaxen by Dean Blunt, Claudia Wilhelm R and Me by Roberto Mucci, which was not in Dahomey, but I think is a field recording. Well, not field recording, but like recording of indigenous music from Benin, I think. I can't say for sure. So sorry if I... Yeah, no. He was doing, like, field recordings in Africa. So it came up on a playlist of, like, related music to Dahomey and Benin. But anyway, now this song is Body Double by Fatima Al-Kadiri, which is on the soundtrack for Atlantics, which is Mati Diop's movie before Dahomey, which is cool. She's cool. And... this track that's just started is Advice to Young Girls by Inga Copeland, who I usually play on this show songs from her like current project as Lilina, but I've been getting back into her Inga Copeland stuff. I'll be back on the mic in like 15 minutes to talk about the NCAA championship game that broke my heart as I watched $80 disappear before my very eyes. All right, enjoy.
You sneak out of the window and meet your friends in the corner. Together you're strong. You walk the streets. Face the city, face the night. The city is yours.
Like the back and forth of your word. figure hovering in the doorway. Something's bordering on absurd, and something's off, but who keeps track? The list is long and who's to beg? Every day just sort of cracks on the pavement like an egg. Who let you down? Who let you down? Who let you down? Come on. Who let you down? Who let you down? Huh? It's an ever-spinning dance. Let me take you out for lunch. Just an ever-going game of chance. And we soak it like a sponge. Spending time so it don't strike dead. Cause these hours aren't meant to ache. Holes of half with dunce blockheads. Beg your pardon, heaven's sake. Who broke you off? Who broke you off? Who broke you off? Come on. Who broke you off? Who broke you off? Huh? My heat.
Right. So those last two songs were Sleep It Off by Baby Father, Deadness by Dark Star, A&D by Inga Copeland, and right now I am talking over We Must Devise by La Timpa off their new album. Yeah. All right. So it's about that time for me to read a PSA. All right. Pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. All right. Now I'm talking over Redemption Tour by Klein, and it's kind of a short song, so I fear that we're not really gonna hear any of it, aside from what you can hear behind my voice. All right, so I want to talk about sports, because that's what I do. And I got my heart broken, which is, like, fine, because it wasn't my team that lost. My Kansas Jayhawks had a very early exit. But my bracket, I picked Houston, and I had Houston versus Florida, and things were looking really good for me. Unfortunately, Houston had an epic choke in, like, the last second where I don't even know. It was like he like was scared. He traveled, so he like dropped the ball. It was heartbreaking, especially because if Houston had won, I would have come in second in my dad's like work pool, and I would have received $80. So I watched this $80 like evaporate right in front of my eyes. It like ruined my night. And I also lost my pool that I run with my high school friends, which, like, isn't for money, so it's not that big of a deal, but, you know, it's the pride of it all. I'd never won before. I've been administering this pool since we were in the sixth grade. Alas, next year. Next year is the year because Kansas has Darren Peterson coming in, and he's, like, the next LeBron. So that's college basketball for you. Another season in the books. Kind of a disappointing one, but it's okay. Yeah, it's time for baseball. I haven't been paying that much attention. I think the Orioles are off to a rough start, but I'll tune in more soon. All right, this is My Baby's Got It Out For Me by ASO and Elias Error. Enjoy.
Oh,
sorry about that. I was trying to respond to a press request in Melisma, and I accidentally joined a Discord call, which is horrifically embarrassing to hear the Discord notification over the radio. So, yep.
We are so is interesting.
Those last few tracks were Touching Screens by ML Book, a Cane to Blues classic album, artist, etc. Morning Sun by Dave Bixby, which I think is on my sleeping playlist, but I've been digging it, even though it didn't 100% fit with the vibe today. I think it did, in a way. And then that last track was UC by Smurfs. It's about that time for me to chat about the movies I've been watching lately. And the track I'm talking over is Violence by Andy Stott. Last night I watched The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, which was just like, that was a fun, like, action-y movie. It was tense. I enjoyed it. Nothing, like, that special. I'm not going to be, like, thinking about it, but it kind of had an epic closing shot, and it was a fun time. Watched it in the suite. And then, like I mentioned earlier, on Sunday, I watched Mati Diop's The Homie, which is a documentary about the repatriation of, like, statues from France to Benin. And I also really enjoyed that. It was like a tight 68-minute like postmodern documentary, and she joined us for a Q&A afterwards. Thank you, Harvard. And I enjoyed it. She was very long-winded, but it was interesting to hear. I'm becoming kind of radicalized against the Q&A format. Like, I almost just wish I could hear the director just, like, give a speech, you know, after the film, or, like, give a talk, because Q&A is always someone gets rude, someone gets, like, snappy, or, like, misinterprets the film. This happened to us, where someone compared the students in Benin who were debating about repatriated art to Harvard students protesting, which, like, I appreciate the thought. It was just, like, kind of a stretch, and then she just got, like, aggressive towards the director. It was weird. Anyway, the movie was gorgeous. Mati Diop has an insanely, an insane talent for the frame and, like, image making. And there were Dean Blunt songs in it, which is cool. Before that, I watched Beach Rats, which was a cute, like, well, it wasn't cute, it was, like, depressing. Harris Dickinson vehicle, directed by the woman who directed Never Really, Sometimes Always. Because she's pretty good with, like, those character studies, and yeah, I enjoyed it. Also had a good soundtrack, but I thought about incorporating some songs from that, but I couldn't find any clean ones to play today. And before that, I watched Devil in a Blue Dress as part of my friend's film noir homework. It was cool. It was fun. And, well, I only watched 4 movies in the last 2 weeks. Like, I don't know what's happening. Actually, I do. It was because of March Madness. Anyway, I don't have any plans to see, like, go to a theater in the next 2 weeks, really. But c'est la vie. I'll probably watch a lot of movies on my own time. Anyway, this is Violence by Andy Stott, and I'll be back in a few minutes with some closing remarks.
Who's talking? Who is crying? Your glassy wet eyes overheat. Inside. Thank you.
is My Attitude, My Horoscope by Astrid Song. Thank you guys for listening. This is Allie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Have a great day, everyone. It's pretty chilly out here, but we persevere. And it's sunny, at least. Yay. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Keeps me going like I cannot get enough. I like some more, you tell me, meet me after dark.